once again. This is the second hour on a bright and beautiful morning in downtown Waukesha in the state of Wisconsin, talking this morning about this underlying affidavit that supported the decision of federal United States Magistrate Bruce Reinhart to authorize agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to go into the personal residence and private office of the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, in early part of this month, authorizing them to go in based upon a finding of probable cause, as he said, that there would be evidence of a crime in that location. It's very important to understand that that's the standard. It is not proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but probable cause to believe there's evidence of a crime. The magistrate judge believed the FBI in its very compelling presentation in this 38 to 48 page document and authorized that entry into those premises and the seizure of documents earlier this month. A couple of things about this affidavit. It's important to know as we talk through it in the remaining time that we have together this morning, chatting about the underlying predicates for this search and seizure. One is, yes, it's about 38, 48 pages. As you know well, great portions of it redacted, meaning there is black on virtually every page, almost every page of the affidavit that was publicly released. Why did that happen? Well, there's also a memorandum attached to the materials released along with the affidavit in which the Department of Justice describes its concerns about releasing more than that, concerns about the witnesses were plainly identified during the course of this writing, concerns about the future of the investigation, giving a roadmap to the world, including the potential targets for it, concerns about privacy interests, concerns about other things related to grand jury secrecy. And we're going to chat about those, time permitting, at the very end of this hour. So the document itself, plainly, at some point down the road, historically, we will get the entire document, but probably not for a long period of time, maybe sometime in the years just ahead. But right now, we've got a document that about half of which is redacted, and the guts of it, the serious portion of it, that real finding of probable cause is not there. That is, it's not produced. It's there in the document, but it's not produced for public consumption appropriately. A decision made by the magistrate judge not to compromise the integrity of the investigation, not to further expose witnesses who came forward to support this presentation by the FBI, to do things right as he and other magistrate judges normally would, other judges normally would. And so we have a significant amount of information we do not know about this, but that's not to indicate at all, as some had indicated, that there is not probable cause, simply that this, again, would be in a very appropriate way to proceed in this already atypical situation where you're releasing an affidavit prior to the charging of any particular individual. So what does the half or so of the affidavit that we do have in front of us, what does it tell us about this investigation and in particular this search of the Mar-a-Lago president? Well, we know that a lot of this comes from the United States National Archives and Records Administration. Basically, the National Archives, lots of references to NARA, and that's the acronym, the National Archives and Records Administration. We know that this began with 15 boxes of records, and specifically some boxes obtained by NARA, by the National Archives, that prompted all of this to go forward. That was the genesis of this concern about documents at Mar-a-Lago. Even before we get to that, an awful lot of descriptive information in the first pages of the affidavit about the reasons why there is indeed probable cause. And let me read out loud the significant language on page 2 of the underlying affidavit. It says, there is probable cause to believe that documents that contain classified information or that are presidential records subject to records retention requirements currently remain at the premises. And by the premises, that means Mar-a-Lago. Interestingly, significantly, caught the eye of many other people looking at this, even in its redacted form. There is also probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at the premises. That's something we did not previously know. Harkens back to our discussion in the first hour of our time together today. That is obstruction related to the investigation of the Russia matter way back in 2017 and 18 and 19. Once again, this word upward obstruction surfaces. We don't know a whole lot more about that, and there's not a lot of exposition because presumably that's inside the portions of this document that are redacted, but very significant that once again we have got an allegation here that there is probable cause to believe that obstruction of justice happened, even in connection with these documents being taken from the White House and then ultimately ending back at Mar-a-Lago. So again, how does this all get underway? What do we know based upon what the magistrate judge has released, described to him by the FBI? He says this: on February 9th of this year, 2022, a special agent of NARA's office, okay, the office of the Inspector General, sent a referral to the Department of Justice. Very appropriate. Department of Justice, of course, being the entity that prosecutes crimes identified by citizens, by you and me, by entities, by corporations, by groups, but also by other agencies. So in this case, basically the National Archives, NARA, says we think there's something of a concern here based upon some work we have undertaken up to this point to try to get documents back from Mar-a-Lago that may have been taken improperly out of the White House. The affidavit, the portions of it that are not redacted, go on to say this. The referral from NARA stated that, according to NARA's White House liaison division director, a preliminary review of some 15 boxes already returned by the former president to the National Archives indicated that they contained, and this is a quote, newspapers, magazines, printed news articles, photos, miscellaneous printouts, notes, presidential correspondence, personal and post-presidential records, and, quote, a lot of classified records. This, again, according to the referral made by the National Archives to the Department of Justice about whether or not there should be some further inquiry. Again, going on, in the same paragraph, this is on page 8 of the affidavit, of most concern was the highly classified records that were unfoldered, intermixed with other records, and otherwise improperly identified. All sorts of indications there that you've got a lot of documents there. And again, many of them intermixed, not properly foldered, not properly classified going forward. That's what the NARA has. That's what they refer to the Department of Justice to pursue. And so what do we know about this? We know that in May, again, based upon the affidavit, in May of 2021, even before that referral is made, NARA made a request for the missing records and continued to make requests until about late December of 2021, when the NARA was informed these boxes were found and ready for retrieval from the president's premises, and that initiates once again the engagement of the Department of Justice that results ultimately in this affidavit and the search of the premises. We're going to chat more about what we do know coming out of this affidavit right after the break, right here on Morning Cannolis. Join us, if you will, at 844-967-2781, right here in the Shaw and Waukesha.